Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-600-5471. That's 800-600-5471. 800-600-5471.
The show that's focused on investing strategies for today's needs and tomorrow's goals. This is Bucket Strategy Investing, presented by the Wealth Advisors at Lucia Capital Group. Now, here are Johnny Dean and Rick the Professor Plum.
All right, welcome back. Another hour looking ahead. It's more of the best in money information. That's right. It's time to get things going once again. It is the Bucket Strategy Investing Program. I'm Johnny Dean, hosting here with our own Professor Rick Plum here from Lucia Capital Group, standing by to take more of your money questions is what we do on this program. And I should tell you this, it's your turn to take part in the program. Now, we have a couple of phone lines open still right now, so I would suggest you give us a call, 877-PLANNER. That's 877-752-6637. I would suggest you take full advantage of the vast knowledge and that the Brain Trust has to offer. Just give us a call right now. Another way to do this, get your questions to us. You go to our website, wealthed.com. You click on the Find Your Answer link near the top of the page. Send us your emails. We'll do some emails. Take a couple of phone calls first and a couple of emails as well this segment. That's coming up in just a couple of moments. Now, what we try to do every day on this program is, of course, give you the best in money information. And you can get in touch with the Brain Trust both on and off the air. If you want to set up a face-to-face meeting with an advisor, you want to schedule an appointment, or you just have a question, whatever, that needs to be answered, you call Professor Plummer, any of the advisors at Lucia Capital Group, at their off-air number, 800-644-1150. Your individual goals, your needs require a financial plan that I would dare say is uniquely tailored to you. None of this generic stuff. No rules of thumb. Your own unique retirement plan. The number, again, off the air, talk to Lucia Capital Group, 800-644-1150. 800-644-1150. I'm just talking to the folks on the TV audience only, Professor Plum, about the S&P. It reached its all-time closing high May 21st of 2015. 15. So about a year ago, a little over a year ago. And in the 12 months since peaking at that 2131 level, the S&P has actually fallen, total return, 1.6%. So for the last year, stocks were actually down. Hard to say when we can say that last.
Right, I mean, but that's based on the index, which you can't actually buy an exact replica. You can get close. I mean, there are some, you know, S&P index funds out there.
The spiders, I guess.
And they're talking about the total return.
Yeah.
Now, the index itself, if you just looked at the pure numbers of the index does not include, the index is not a purchase of the actual stock. It's just looking at the price. And it doesn't include, you know, the benefits of ownership, meaning the dividend. And so this particular stat that they're talking about includes the reinvested dividend. What did they earn? Price appreciation, depreciation, plus the dividend that we're earning. And they're saying even with that dividend, it was only minus one point something percent.
Yeah.
So the reality was the index over that time, not including the dividend, was down almost 4%, 3.7%, if you're just looking at index to index, or time frame to time frame. So this is where, yeah, sometimes the index looks better, sometimes the funds look better. This time the fund looks better because you actually get that total return instead of just the index return.
Exactly. And as I recall, I think it was 2015. If you took the invested dividends out of the mix in 2015, the calendar year itself would have been down.
Right, but with the dividends included,
yes,
the calendar year itself was slightly positive. Now, nothing to hope about.
Before we get to an email here, by the way, 877-PLANNER, our number, PLANNER. When we say dividends being reinvested, what are we talking about here?
Well, if I own a company, the stock of a company that issues a dividend, that's a cash payment to me. I can either take it and put it in my bank account, or I can reinvest it into more shares of that individual stock. That's a dividend reinvestment plan. with a mutual fund, most of the time, most people that I know of, reinvest their shares. They don't even know that they're getting a distribution of it.
Yeah.
But a mutual fund actually owns the securities. An index is just a tracking math barometer that where they don't actually own it. They just say, these are the biggest stocks. Here are the price. And here's how we calculate whether it's moving or going up or down. And it's purely based on the price. It has nothing to do with the dividend. You don't get the dividend when you have the index by itself or when you're just looking at the index. But when you own the actual fund, ETF, whatever the case
stocks,
may be.
Yeah.
And that underlying, that mutual fund, that ETF owns those shares, you do receive the dividend, and that helps. The dividend is a very good component of the overall, growth. It's not, some stocks are pure growth oriented. They don't issue dividends. Other stocks have very stable dividends, higher dividends, and a lot of times that dividend helps us quite a bit with the long-term actual growth of the portfolio value.
Yeah. So it's just something to keep in mind. Okay, 877-PLANNER, P-L-A-N-N-E-R. We got room on the phone, so if you want to give us a call, ask your money questions, I would suggest you do so right now. Emails at wealthed.com, W-E-A-L-T-H, wealthed.com. Wanted to get to Bob in Houston, Texas. Bob had sent us an email, I think, last week, asking about, he was inheriting a certain amount of annuities.
A large amount of annuities.
Yes.
$800,000.
Exactly. Now, he had a follow-up question, which I hoped to do last week, but we ran out of time. So here it is today. Bob says, is it true a beneficiary can inherit $1.2 million in guaranteed fixed annuities with zero tax impact as long as total inherited assets are less than $5.4 million?
No. Sorry. Now, if that $1.2 million of guaranteed fixed annuity contracts has a basis of $1.2 million, meaning the person who passed away put $1.2 million into the contract and has absolutely no growth, or during their lifetime took all the growth out of it before they passed away, yeah, now you can inherit it without any tax consequence. But if there's any deferred gain at all when you take the money out, that deferred gain will be taxable to you as a beneficiary. Now, from a gift or estate tax, in this case, estate tax situation, the annuity doesn't have an issue. I mean, it is just an asset. It's $1.2 million. And when they add that $1.2 million plus the life insurance, plus the house, plus the brokerage account, plus the IRA, as long as the entire estate is worth less than $5.45 million, there's no estate tax. But we're talking about two different things. Income tax on the deferred growth in the annuity and estate tax. They're two separate tax systems, two separate taxes. And so with an annuity, unlike a stock portfolio, a personal brokerage account that has securities that has appreciation in it, where we receive a new basis upon death. If I pay $10,000 for a stock that's grown to $1 million and I die, my heirs can take that over as if they'd paid $1 million for it. And their basis, their starting point for determining gain or loss is now $1 million, where mine was $10,000. With an annuity, there is no resetting of the tax base when the owner of it dies. The deferred gains that are in the annuity are still deferred gains. And the deferred gains will come out as a taxable event to somebody. Now, how much you pay in taxes depends on what other income you might have. But if you have $1.2 million in deferred annuities and there's a lot of gain in them, yeah, you're going to pay some taxes. The heir will pay some taxes. Now, when do they have to pay that tax? That depends on the annuity. Some annuities are just going to give a lump sum to the person. They're just, boom, going to pay it out. Sometimes they give the beneficiary a choice to stretch it. The law allows you to stretch it out just like an IRA in some respects. Most annuity companies don't do that. Some annuity companies allow for up to a five-year distribution, kind of like the old five-year rule on the IRAs. Now, there's also a new potential, not an all-encompassing rule, where we have had a new issue by the IRS that says, a beneficiary, one beneficiary who asked for a very specific ruling on a very specific situation, asked the IRS if they could change the annuity after the owner died under a 1035 exchange. Typically, with a 1035 tax-deferred exchange, we can go from one annuity contract to another annuity contract and not realize the taxable event at that moment, as long as the annuitant and the owner are the same on each side of the exchange. Up until recent, we didn't think that we could do that with beneficiaries because the owner isn't the same. The owner died,
mm-hmm.
and so you can't have it. So what the IRS has said, that in this one specific instance, they were going to allow the annuity, the beneficiary, to change it over as long as the new contract did not stretch out the payment period any longer than the original contract.
Which was how long?
Well, they had the ability to do it over, I think, like 20 years.
Okay, all right, that's a long time.
They had chosen that, so, yeah. But they didn't like the contract. It was high fees or whatever.
Right, yeah.
So they wanted to move to another one. But if your contract doesn't allow for a stretch payment, you can't move it to one that does. And this isn't across the board. This was for one case and one case only. So some insurance companies have jumped on the bandwagon and said, well, if they can do it for that person, we can do it for anybody. And they've started allowing it. Other insurance companies are saying, not until we see it in written law for everybody will we allow this to happen. And so it depends on what insurance company you're working with, whether or not you could potentially, after somebody passes away, move it to a different one. But you can't stretch the payout period. So if you didn't have a good payout period in the first one, you're not going to have a good payout period. The only reason that they were giving to switch the contracts was basically the fees or something else that were involved.
Now, what these were the same. These are some kind. These are the fixed annuities or
fixed annuities don't have fees.
Yeah. So, but this is what we were originally talking about. So
he's talking about guaranteed fixed annuities, and so now it's just a matter of, was it a payout?
Right.
Was it required to be annuitized? You know, if it was required to be annuitized over 5 years, 10 years, you can't move it to one that was required that, you know, extends it past that initial annuitization period.
Yeah, so it's got to be. It's almost like a like kind.
And even if you can do it, it doesn't make it tax free.
No,
you will pay the taxes at some point when the money comes out.
This is one of the things about inheriting things like annuities. Annuities really, I think, are meant to be spent. For the owners.
I was going to say it, but you beat me to it.
Well, there you go. Okay, well, we'll say more about this when we come back. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Blum, 877-PLANNER. Give us a call. We're coming right back.
Every investor has their own unique financial fingerprint, each with their own unique concerns.
Concern that I have is that I'm not going to have enough money for retirement.
At Lucia Capital Group, we hear your biggest concerns.
Taxes and retirement. Taxes are already biting us pretty good.
Retirement in today's economy can be overwhelming.
Most of my 401k is in a high-risk investment. I'm concerned about that.
If you're worried about outliving your money, the unpredictability of the stock market, or risks associated with inflation, call Lucia Capital Group for a complimentary plan review. Learn how the bucket strategy is designed to provide opportunities for diversification and investment options in a low interest rate environment. Schedule a consultation at no cost by calling 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150, or visit luciacap.com, luciacap.com.
Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC, member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, an affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services. The strategy involves investment subject to risk. It's one of the most common concerns for stock market investors.
Nobody knows when the next market collapse is going to happen.
Ray Lucia Jr. on the Risk Buffer Investment Strategy.
Really, the question is, how do we prepare for the next market downturn?
Many investors fear another severe market drop.
They remember 2008 like it's yesterday, and they're looking for ideas and concepts where they may be able to protect some of their portfolio. And that's where a risk buffer potentially comes in.
Spend 10 minutes watching a video that explains the risk buffer concept and where it may fit in your investment strategy. Now online at riskbuffer.com. That's riskbuffer.com.
Within the strategy itself, there's lots of ways to customize it.
Ray Lucia Jr. explains the risk buffer strategy in a free video. Go to riskbuffer.com. That's riskbuffer.com. A risk buffer strategy involves purchase of a variable annuity, which is a long-term investment product. Guarantees are based on the claims-paying ability of the issuer, subject to their terms and conditions. Ray Lucia Jr. is the CEO of Lucia Securities, LLC, member FINRA SIPC, and affiliate of Lucia Capital Group.
For me, it was the big S-Class from the 90s. Beautiful. My friend's dad had one.
The SL. All of the SLs. I've been watching those since I was a kid.
I think the 1971 SE was the first Mercedes that just blew me away.
Everyone remembers the first time they saw one, and the day they began to long for a Mercedes-Benz of their own. Well, that day may be a lot closer than you think. With a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz, you can experience the luxury, the unparalleled safety, the performance, and the style Mercedes-Benz is famous for at a price you can afford. Beautiful SUVs, sedans, coupes, and convertibles that are factory certified and covered by an unlimited mileage warranty for up to 3 years, so you can drive without a worry for as far as you like. And during the certified pre-owned sales event going on now through May 31st, you can receive 2 years of complimentary prepaid maintenance and special financing available through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services, only at your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. You've waited long enough.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on certified pre-owned warranties.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, you know what business people hate?
Stale coffee?
Ink.
Right.
We have to have it, and it's so darn expensive.
Well, Staples just cut ink and toner prices.
Really?
Add in our 110% price match guarantee, and our prices are unbeatable.
Great. Know what else every business owner hates?
What?
Paper cuts.
So true.
For unbeatable prices on ink and toner, Staples. Make more happen.
Staples will match price plus refund 10% of the difference at checkout for items from retailers operating online and retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. Limited time. See store or staples.com for details.
U2 America TV, featuring original live programs created with you in mind. Engage with shows through social media and the U2 America app. America Trends with Dr. Gina covers the trending topics of the day and allows viewers to interact with the show. Sully's Biz Brew is business with a barroom slant, delivered with a twist. Visit U2America.com to find a channel near you. U2 America, red, white, and you.
Market Strategy Investing, Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum. We're taking your calls, 877-PLANNER, P-L-A-N-N-E-R. Get on board right now. We got room on the phones for you if you want to give us a call, 877-752-6637. Talking about a whole bunch of different stuff today. We covered a whole hour on education help, and if you missed any of that, you can check it out at wealthed.com a little bit later on today. Wealthed.com is where you also go to send us an email, and when I get to some of these emails right here. And don't forget 877-PLANNER. Pam in Brandon, Florida. I received stock transaction report and dividend income from my brokerage firm. If my total income for the year does not exceed the standard deduction plus one exemption, I am single. Do I need to file the federal income tax?
They probably mean the federal income tax form.
Yeah.
Well, if your total income is less than the standard deduction and the personal exemption put together. Married, for a single individual, it's a little over $10,000. If your total income on your return is less than that, then you don't owe any taxes. And so technically, you don't need to file a return. Now, should you file a return? Well, you may be required to file a return if you're trying to qualify for certain, like Obamacare credits and things of that nature. Or if you've ever, if anything's been withheld, or you're eligible for some kind of a credit, earned income credit, anything else that might be out there, I don't know what you might be eligible for. But if you're eligible for a receiving back your withholding or a credit of some form, then you'll want to file a return, not because you owe taxes, but maybe you can get some money out of it. And so that would be the reason. But if your total income is less than the allowable exemptions and credits or deductions for you, you don't owe any tax. If you don't owe any tax, there's no purpose to file a return just to show that you don't owe the tax.
Yeah, they want to. You're required to file a return
when you owe.
When you owe.
Now, there's a lot of seniors that don't file taxes.
Exactly. Now, the penalty for not filing a return is
it's a percentage of
percentage
what you owe.
What you owe, but if you owe nothing, it's going to be a percentage of zero. So that's why it doesn't matter. Okay, 877-PLANNER, P-L-A-N-N-E-R. Let's move along to Darcy, Encinitas, California. Hello, Darcy.
Hi there. Thank you guys for taking my call.
Sure. How can we help you today?
Well, I have two sons that will be starting college in the fall of 2017. Both have very different requirements academically. So we're looking at just a wide range of schools. We'll go through the FAFSA process with them
right.
in the fall as well. And we have two 401ks, one that is from a previous job of my husband of 18 years. There's probably close to $800,000 in that one. And then we've got a smaller one that's with his new job that's closer to $100,000. And my question is if the one, his existing job, if there's a way for us to roll that over possibly into a Roth IRA, and can you use funds from a Roth IRA to help fund college?
Well, it's not going to get you much better. First off, the current 401k, how old is your husband?
51.
Okay, the current 401k cannot be rolled into a Roth IRA.
Okay.
Because he can't take the money out of the 401k while he's working there unless they allow for some in-service withdrawal, and that usually doesn't happen until 59 and a half. The former 401k, you could roll to an IRA. The former 401k, you could convert any amount of that. Now, the only problem with that is it doesn't give you a lot of benefit because the conversion is a taxable event, right? And so you're it's like a distribution at that point.
Gotcha.
And so a distribution for educational expenses is eligible to be excluded from the 10% penalty, qualified educational expenses, but it's still taxable. So
it's taxable.
Whether you're doing it from the 401 or the IRA or the Roth IRA, you want, if it's for qualified educational expenses at within the right time horizon during that that calendar year, then it's not going to be penalized, but it's going to be taxable. Whether you convert it from a IRA to a Roth, that's taxable. Whether you just take a distribution for educational purposes, that's taxable. It's 1 year away, so you're not going to get a whole lot of growth out of it potentially. So doing it to the Roth isn't going to help all that much.
Okay. Well, that's, I figured I'd ask.
Now, you could use the IRA, roll the 401k, old former employer 401k, to an IRA, and you have a lot more flexibility, a lot easier to use for education. And then if, heaven forbid, you had to, the new 401k may allow for loans up to half of his account balance, $50,000 at the most. But that would be almost like a last resort at that point.
Right, right. Now, at that point, I think we would be looking more at grants and loans.
Well, you're looking at grants right up front, no matter what, and you look for subsidized loans. Now, the advantage of the student loans, even if they're not subsidized, are you can stretch it out for a longer period of time, less cash flow requirement. But from what I've seen, most of the time right now, the interest rates are higher than the 401k loans. 401k loan, though, has to be paid back in 5 years. So the cash flow-wise, it may be a little less interest, but it's a lot higher payment.
Okay.
Yeah. How much have you found tuition to be? What sort of range of tuition are you looking at here, Darcy?
Well, we have one son that is testing in the top 1%. And so from, his SAT scores. So we expect that he will probably get some scholarship money.
Yeah.
He also plays a sport and then our other son will be going locally. So, mm-hmm.
Well, hey, different needs for different people. I mean, that's what you're doing. Well, the scholarships would be nice.
And a lot of depending on whether he goes to a state school or a private school, a lot of the private schools give nice deductions to the tuition or what they call grant scholarships for that SAT and or for a good GPA number.
And also with just the initial kind of FAFSA request that we've done, we've been really pleasantly surprised to see that private schools really will reduce their tuition considerably and make it becomes
they want good
competitive
students
with a state school.
Yeah, they want good students.
Yeah.
And because it's one way that they can help.
Well, it helps them, too. I mean, it looks good.
Lot,
that's why sometimes you get offers. If you, in the case of the one son, Darcy, that's why you can get people saying, hey, bring them here. We'd love to have them here.
Yeah, two of my kids went to private colleges. And, yes, the tuition was higher than the local state school. But it wasn't triple or quadruple the cost of the state school because the two that went there had 4.0 averages and reasonable. They didn't have the greatest SAT scores, but they had good SAT scores. They weren't in the top 1%. I'll tell them that.
Darcy, does that help you out?
That helps me tremendously, yes. Thank you guys very much.
You're welcome. Thank you for giving us a call. Yeah, when you're talking about, she's going to have a wide variety. She said one of them's going to go to a local, probably a community college.
Maybe, or at least a local school.
One of the local schools or something like that. So that'll be a whole lot less. She had said grants. I guess I didn't know it was based in some respects on GPA.
Well, the private ones do. I don't know about the state schools, whether they do or don't. I had more experience with the private ones. But right, I mean, just for the 4.0, one of my daughters got $10,000 off her tuition.
Yeah.
That was nice.
Well, yeah, and you think, well, if they're willing to give $10,000 off, how much do they really charge? I mean, are there people that actually pay this? It's like going to a car salesman that says, hey, I'll knock $10,000 off this $60,000
car. But you had
price.
To bring in, it's like your credit score going to the car salesman. You got an 800 credit score, you get a 1.9 rate. You got a 500 credit score, you get a much higher. If you want that same education, you want that same car, you're paying more for it without the background information.
I suppose, although with paying back loans, that's a risk factor more than anything else. I'm just thinking, the college, give everybody $10,000 off. Come on. No, I'm not going to do that because we're for profit. All right, 877-PLANNER. Coming back with more. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum, get on board. Got four lines open. Talk to us about your money situation on Bucket Strategy Investing.
Lucia Capital Group Advisors travel the country talking to individuals about retirement at open seminars, but they can also schedule a private seminar at your company and customize a retirement planning presentation for your employees.
I'm Rick Plum, Certified Financial Planner.
And I'm Terry Keyes, Chartered Financial Consultant.
We'll teach you a strategy to integrate Social Security benefits with your other investments.
We'll talk about lifetime income strategies and what alternatives to stocks and bonds may fit into your retirement plan.
We'll tell you what you should know about managed portfolios, and we'll discuss your concerns about outliving your money, stock market volatility, and managing your taxes.
Business owners and HR managers can now schedule private retirement planning meetings for organizations of 50 or more. Call Lucia Capital Group at 800-644-1150 to schedule. That's 800-644-1150. Rick Plum and Terry Keyes are registered representatives of and offer securities through Lucia Securities LLC, a registered broker-dealer member SIPC. Lucia Securities is a wholly owned subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, a registered investment advisor. All investments are subject to risk, including loss of principal. A December 2015 Gallup poll found that nearly three-quarters of those surveyed expected this year to start with stock market volatility. Their concerns were valid. According to CNN and other sources, this January was the worst month in the stock market since 2009. But even though we may have anticipated stock market declines, are we prepared for them? Are we prepared if we should see another market meltdown like 2008? Lucia Capital Group invites you to discuss your retirement strategy and review your exposure to potential portfolio losses if stocks stumble. What alternatives to stocks and bonds might you consider adding to your investment mix? Schedule an appointment with your local Lucia Capital Group advisor now. The consultation and review of your current financial plan is free. Call 800-644-1150 to schedule an appointment. That's 800-644-1150. And learn more at wealthed.com. Wealthed.com. Securities offered through Lucia Securities LLC, member SIPC, and a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, a registered investment advisor. All investments are subject to risk, including loss of principal.
For life's aches and pains, choose Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. It works fast, and it's easy to use. Designed to work odor-free in all those remote areas. It works here. It's odor-free here. It works here. Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. Fast-acting, easy-to-use, odor-free pain relief for all those remote areas. Available at Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, and other fine retailers.
A Napa guy knows not to judge a man by his car's multicolor paint job or absence of modern gadgetry. Who cares if it's technically old enough to vote and the windows are powered by the strength of your left arm? Your monthly payment is zero, and it'll stay that way. Because with over 400,000 parts and a little Napa know-how, you can keep anything on the road. She may not be pretty, but she's all yours. That's Napa know-how.
All right, guys. We're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-933-5775. That's 800-933-5775.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
Market Strategy Investing, talking to you about your money. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum, 877-PLANNER, P-L-A-N-N-E-R. We'll get to some more of your emails, too, a bunch of those to get to. If you want to email us, you can go to our website, Wealth, W-E-A-L-T-H, WealthEd.com, WealthEd.com. I'll also tell you a little bit about where you can meet the Brain Trust in person, and there are other shows available to you at WealthEd.com. Tell you more about that coming up. I want to take some more phone calls, though. We still have two lines open, 877-PLANNER. Let's go to Phoenix, Arizona up next. Donna. Hi, Donna.
Hi there. Is it Johnny Dean?
Yes, it is. You got the Brain Trust.
Okay, great. I have a question for you. I don't know if there's kind of a general rule of thumb on this. My husband just retired. He is 67. And wondering if he should try to let his Social Security grow for 3 more years or go ahead and take it. He's about $1,000 short on expenses. Whether he should use his own money or our own savings to kind of get through that, or just tighten the belt, or just what is a good rule of thumb for that?
Well, John, she asked you.
Well, no. Well, first of all, what's your? You said he would the Social Security take care of that $1,000 a month that he's short, or what?
Yes, it would. He's actually taking the spousal benefit, which is about $800.
Oh.
So his own payment would be like $2,800 and something. So, if he left that to grow, from what we understand from your show, is that it would grow about 8% per year. And that would put his payment up to around $3,400. So just wondering if he does have longevity. His father died at 92 and his mother at 86.
Wow.
And he's healthy as well?
Now.
He's 67 and healthy now, right?
Yes, he is. So.
What about you? You're obviously taking your Social Security benefit.
Yes, I'm taking mine because he's taking the spousal.
Right.
So
and
just wondering if it's a general rule of thumb to try to hang in there and just.
Yes. Now, how old are you?
I am 70.
70. So basically, we're looking for you to live into your mid to late 80s, or him to live into his early 80s. If he's going to make it to his early 80s, or you're going to make it into your early to mid 80s, then I would wait till 70 to take his benefit. How much do you have in an investment portfolio that we could potentially draw down right now?
Well, he has some in REITs right now, which he's already taken that into consideration, and that's about $800
a month
per month, and that's divided over about 4 REITs.
Okay, so he's already receiving that, and he's still $1,000 short.
Well, he's considering that to go ahead and try to turn those on instead of putting them in the reinvestment, the DRIP, you know.
Since you said we do expect at least one of you to live into your 80s or longer.
Okay.
Turn on the REIT dividends, and then we just need to find another $200 or $300 a month for the next 3 years. And then when he kicks on his, you know, full big time Social Security, you're going to have to find a new way to spend money, because you're going to have so much money, you're not going to know what to do with it.
So he would be better off to try to wait if he can, and just use our own money.
Yes.
Instead of keeping it in savings, we're not getting much on savings accounts, you know.
No, you're not, and that's why waiting also makes sense.
The only thing that's paying much are the REITs right now.
Right, so you need a strategy. You need an idea. Deferring makes sense. You're getting some money now. It's not like he's going cold turkey for 3 years. He's still getting $10,000 a year for the next 3 years, and then it'll turn his own on at, you know, almost $40,000 a year. So that's going to come in real handy. And it's going to make everything better 3 years from now. Now we just have to find a way to basically get through this, you know, next 3 years.
Right.
You know, turning the dividends on here, finding another place here. You know, as long as you've got the ability, yes, drawing down some existing capital makes a lot of sense, because you're not just going to make up that $1,000, you know, in 3 years. Like you said, he's going to go from getting $800 a month to $3,400 a month. And so that's going to help out tremendously if either one of you live in well into your 80s. It's going to make some make great financial sense. And even though you're drawing down your portfolio now, because you're either going to be saving or drawing down nothing out of your portfolio starting 3 years from now, you're going to build that money back up.
Okay. Well, I figured you'd have sort of a overall view of that, whether taking from your own savings or...
Now we just have to find a way to make a little bit more money than just savings. Now, the money you're going to spend in the next couple of years, sure. If you need $200 a month, keeping $10,000 in savings and drawing $200 a month out of it for the next 3 years makes a lot of sense on the money I need just for that period of time. But then you've got all the other, rest of the portfolio. You've got the real estate. You've got the other investments. How do you take the most advantage out of those and still have the flexibility, liquidity, and when needed to maybe spend some more money? If you added up everything that you have in savings, investments, and all that, what's the total portfolio worth?
Oh, I would say it's probably about $700,000.
And you're worried about $1,000? You need to start spending more money. This economy needs you to get going.
Okay, so we just take from our own. That includes the house is part of that.
Okay, take the house out of it.
Okay.
How much do you have?
So probably about $500,000 then.
Yeah, you're still not spending enough money.
So it's going to be okay to draw down from our own then instead.
Right. You should actually set your portfolio up. Set your portfolio up right now to not take $1,000 a month. Set your portfolio up to take $2,000 a month.
Okay.
And spend it. Enjoy it. That's an order.
Because you're going to potentially get it back when.
So you spend down, so you take $2,000 a month for the next 3 years. What's that, $75,000 out of $500,000? And then 2-3 years from now, you turn on a Social Security benefit that's $2,000 a month higher than what you're getting now.
Okay.
Set it up to take $3,000 a month out. You'll be fine.
He wants you to enjoy this, Donna, is what
I can see that. Take $1,000 out, take $2,000 out, take $3,000
out. Do I hear three? Come on, $3,500,
right. No, I'm kidding.
Well, I thought he might have a general rule of thumb to say, no, just defer it, because he talks about Social Security a lot. Professor Plum does on the show, and I even told a girlfriend of mine to take her spouse's and let her own grow, and she said I did that.
Yes, so this is the rule of thumb is if you're going to make it into your 80s or later, defer it.
Deferred. Okay. 80s or later. All right. I'm sure you have a lot of calls, so I thank you for your time.
Well, Donna, thank you. If you have any other questions, hold on. And I'm happy to give you the answers that I did. Here's the thing with Donna, and yes, Donna, please hang on. If you have some more questions, we'll talk to you during the break. Professor, nice job. They're trying to buy about 3 years worth of time,
right?
Because he's 67 right now. He's waiting, as I guess he should, because
He's getting $10,000 a year right now. He needs another $12,000 from some.
He's getting $10,000 from Social Security is what he's getting.
But he's going to pick up a lot more by waiting, right. And so will she if she's the survivor down the line. So it just makes sense because they both have longevity. The Social Security benefit's going to continue for a long time. Then it makes sense to use up some of that extra, some of the money from the portfolio in the early years, and then turn it on later. Now, they have roughly $500,000. If you're just looking at the old 4% rule, that's about a $20,000 a year distribution. That's a little over $1,500 a month or so. But I said spend more, because if we spend $2,000 a month, that's more than 4%.
Yes, it is. But
that's only for 3 years. In 3 years, he's going to get $2,000 more in Social Security. Then they could actually stop taking money and still live on that extra, $2,000 a month for the rest of their life. And because of that, they could actually push it up a little higher in the next 3 years and take it out. If they do $3,000 a month, that's a scary number, 30.
Well, because they were trying to figure out where to just get $1,000 a month. Out of this, because she had said he would really like to have an extra $1,000 a month.
Right, and so a 7% distribution right now sounds way too high, but it's only for 3 years. And then after that, we drop the distribution back down to like a 2 or 3% distribution. The only time the deferring of the Social Security is not going to work in their favor is if they die too soon.
And we're talking about both of them.
Both of them dying too soon.
And by too soon, we mean early 80s.
Now, if they... unfortunately die before that, then this was deferring was the wrong choice. But well, we can't live our lives on what ifs in that case. We're living it on what ifs that it's the most likely what if.
You can't, but even at that point, they're supposed to be gone.
They're going to be fine regardless of whether they defer or
they're
don't
not gonna,
defer.
Exactly. And so who would hurt? I didn't ask about heirs. But
the heirs will do better if they live a long time if they defer.
Right. And if they don't, and it just works out where they don't live a long time, I mean, no harm done. I really don't think people. It's more important, I think, to make sure that his extra thousand dollars a month need be taken care of than worry too much about Social Security. As it turns out, they're making the right decision to allow him to defer his.
But let's say they take $100,000 out of the portfolio and stick it in something safe, and they draw $3,000 a month out of that. That'll last for over 3 years. So let's just say that it lasts for 3 years. That means they still have $400,000 in the portfolio to provide for what's happening after he turns 70. And after he turns 70, he's going to pick up an extra, more than $2,000 a month from the portfolio. So we could drop the distribution down to, $12,000 or less, down to $10,000 on a $400,000 portfolio. That's pretty easy to do.
So what you did was you took about 20% of the portfolio and you made a bucket one out of it.
A very short bucket one, but a very strong. Now, the reality is I don't need to do that much because they can turn the dividend on the REIT.
That's the other thing that they have. Great stuff. All right, 877-PLANNER. Hey, top that. Give us a call, 877-PLANNER. Coming back with more.
Are you worried we may see another stock market drop like the 2008 collapse? In a new video, Ray Lucia Jr. comments on investor concerns.
They're worried about what happens when this bull market eventually ends and how severe of a downturn there may be for them in the future.
If you're looking for some potential protection from volatility, learn about the risk buffer strategy by watching a free video now at riskbuffer.com.
For those investors who want to take some risk off the table of their longer-term portfolios, a risk buffer strategy may be appropriate for you.
Depending on the investor, there are many ways this strategy may potentially be added to your investment mix. Please take 10 minutes to watch a free video in which Ray Lucia Jr. explains the risk buffer strategy and how it may work for you at riskbuffer.com. That's riskbuffer.com. A risk buffer strategy involves purchase of a variable annuity, which is a long-term investment product. Guarantees are based on the claims-paying ability of the issuer, subject to their terms and conditions. Ray Lucia Jr. is the CEO of Lucia Securities, LLC, member FINRA SIPC, an affiliate of Lucia Capital Group. Social Security rules that may affect your benefits are changing in 2016. Do you know how you'll be impacted?
My question has to do with Social Security and...
The Bipartisan Budget Act of 2015 changed the way some couples will file for Social Security benefits.
Are we each allowed to take a spousal benefit on the other?
The rules that previously allowed a spouse to claim a partner's benefit while allowing their own benefit to grow have changed. If you were born after January 2nd, 1954, you may have questions about the laws affecting restricted claims on spousal benefits. Call the Social Security hotline, 800-838-0483. Find out if you'll be affected and if there's action you need to take. Call the free Social Security hotline, a resource for updates on changing rules and regulations. Call 800-838-0483, 800-838-0483. The Social Security Hotline is not endorsed by or a service of the Social Security Administration or any government agency. Lucia Capital Group is not affiliated with the Social Security Administration.
QL1, this is Control. Does Rocket Mortgage require me to come in and speak with someone?
Negative, Control. With Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans, you can go through the entire mortgage process on your own and completely online.
Copy that, QL1, but if I wanted to speak to someone, do you think they're out there?
They're out there, all right. Their award-winning client service is beyond anything I've ever experienced.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button. Get mortgage.
Rocket.
Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Number.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, my company has like 7 different printers. How's your ink selection?
Behold, Staples Wall of Ink.
Just wow.
A huge selection of ink and toner guaranteed in stock.
Hello, awesome.
If it's not, we take $10 off and ship it to you free.
Pinch me. I said pinch.
I heard you.
New low prices on ink and toner and an in-stock guarantee. Staples, make more happen.
In-stock guarantee applies to in-store selection only. Out-of-stock ink and toner will be ordered from in-store kiosk with $10 discount plus free shipping applied. Limit one cartridge per customer.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Bucket Strategy Investing here for you. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum, talking to you about your money as we do every day on this program. 877-PLANNER, our number, PLANNER, 877-752-6637. Any money question that you have, of course. Once again, we're here to talk to you about it, get those questions answered for you in both phone call and email form. If you want to email us, we're going to get to a couple of them here in just a moment. You go to our website, Wealth, W-E-A-L-T-H, WealthEd.com, WealthEd.com. Okay, a little trivia for you here. I tried to do this one like twice, and you know we got
too many
calls. Busy,
once.
We get calls or whatever it is, but I'm going to throw this in now. This is a very quick one. This comes from Congressional Research Service. Or Soibus, if you're from Brooklyn. The federal government owns 28% of all the land in the United States. That's a total of 640 million acres.
Well, that includes all the national parks and everything
well,
else.
Well, yeah. But, I mean, that's shy of a third. That's quite a bit.
Yeah, a quarter is shy of a third. Very good math.
Yeah. So I mean, when you think about it, that's like from... You know, the eastern seaboard to where? You know, like the Ohio border
Valley.
Or something like that? I mean, that seems, you'd say, well, that's, you know, 28%, that's not a lot, but that really is. Now, I assume most of that is parks.
I would assume not. I mean,
why? What else?
The parks aren't
what are they
that
own?
Big, are they?
Well, I mean, when you add them all up.
I guess Grand Canyon's quite a few acres.
Grand Canyon is big.
Yellowstone fairly large.
Is Yosemite acres. One of those?
Yeah, but it's not the sheer size. Yosemite's not anywhere near the size of Grand Canyon or
I don't know. That's all. That's all the information that they gave us. So, but there you go. Federal government owns 28% of all the land in the United States. 640 million acres. Okay. All right. 877 Planner. Let's see. I got time. I guess I'll do Thomas here in Chula Vista, California. Okay. So he's got some stuff here.
Okay.
Thomas says, thank you for taking my question. 1993, purchased primary residence for $12,000.
$120,000.
Find the comma. Oh, there it is. 1993, purchased primary residence for $120,000. In 2000, converted it to a rental property. 2005, took out a $100,000 HELOC, home equity line of credit. 2015, refinanced and combined first and the HELOC for a new mortgage of $180,000. In 2016, the property is now valued at $260,000. Since 2000, I guess that's year 2000, depreciation of about $3,000 a year has been taken on the rental. Now, questions, I guess. What is the basis if I sell the property for $260,000? There are more. Do you want more?
Well, the basis technically is 3,000 for 15 years, 45,000. Your basis technically is about $75,000. The first 45,000 of gain would be attributable to depreciation recapture, you know, the amount of depreciation taken over the years, and then anything else will be long-term capital gain. So you can kind of look at it as it was 120 original basis. Any gain that occurs above that is long-term capital gain, but then that depreciation also has to be recaptured. The depreciation technically reduces your basis, so you've kind of got two things going on. How much of it is depreciation recapture? How much of it is gain? You've got 15 years at 3,000 a year, 45,000 of depreciation recapture, and since your gain's going to be much more than that, the rest of the gain all the way up to the 260 or whatever you sell it for will be actual long-term capital gain.
All right. Now, how does the home equity line of credit and the refi affect the basis?
Doesn't.
Not at all.
Zilch. Zero. Nothing at all. Doesn't affect it in the least. Zero.
Yeah, we gotta remind people, we should remind people, because there's some confusion here, that the loan and how much is owed on the property and all that stuff has absolutely no effect, has no relationship to what your basis is for tax purposes.
Where you came up with the money to pay for it doesn't have anything to do with the actual basis. The basis originally was, what'd you pay for it? The fact that you may have borrowed $120,000 or you took $120,000 out of the bank and put it down, you paid $120,000. You may have had to pay interest, which was deductible, over, you know, the life of the loan. You may have borrowed more money out of it, but that doesn't change the basis. The basis is, what did I pay for it? What did I pay for improving it? And then technically less what I've depreciated it.
Yep. Let's see. Thomas also says, I know I must recapture the depreciation of $3,000 a year times 16 years.
Oh, 16 years. Okay.
But are there any other tax consequences from the home equity line of credit and the refinance? Trying to determine tax consequences of selling the rental. Thanks again.
Well, yes, there are tax consequences of the home equity line of credit because you've got a $180,000 loan on a $260,000 property. Let's say that you could actually sell it net of selling expenses for $260,000. So you're going to receive proceeds, cash proceeds of about $80,000, but from the sale of this property. But you're going to owe long-term capital gains on $140,000. Now, depending on what tax bracket you're in, we don't know exactly what the taxable event's going to. We know the taxable event. We just don't know the actual brackets. Let's assume that you and your spouse are making over $100,000 right now. So you're in the 25% income tax bracket. And so the reality is that $140,000 of gain is going to be taxed in the 15% long-term capital gain bracket. Now, whether that's true or not, I don't know, because I don't know what your income looks like. But 15% of $140,000 is 15 plus another. That's $21,000 of federal income tax. You're in it's California, which is going to tack on another up to nine maybe more percent. And then the depreciation recapture of $48,000 is going to be maybe in the 25% bracket. So another $12,000. So there's basically $28,000 of federal income tax plus a chunk of tax at the state level, you know, maybe another $10,000 there. You got $80,000 of proceeds, but you're going to owe $30,000, $40,000 in taxes because your basis is a lot lower. What does the HELOC do to you? You've already taken your profits from this property. When you borrowed the money out of it before and used that cash for something other than the property, then you've already taken your profits. Now you're going to pay the piper for the gain. You took the profits without paying the taxes. Now you're going to pay the taxes.
I would think that oftentimes the recapture of the depreciation can come back to bite people in some sense, because you got to add all this back in, almost undoing the tax
but
deduction.
But it also depends on what he was able to deduct the depreciation in. Maybe he was in the 25%.
So playing the arbitrage of the brackets there.
Maybe. I don't know what his income tax bracket was when he was depreciating it, mm-hmm. you know, through the last 16 years. I don't know what his tax bracket is. It could be that he was depreciating it and taking it right off his ordinary income tax event, which was saving him more in taxes than the recapture is going to cost. On the other side, it could have been being depreciated at a lower income tax bracket, and it's going to cost him more on the recapture.
Yep.
That has to do with how much income they currently have versus what they were taking when they were depreciating it.
It's all about planning, and that's what we do on this program. If you need help with your plan or anything else that we talk about on this program, questions answered, you can certainly reach Professor Plum or any of the advisors across the nation at Lucia Capital Group, the Brain Trust, 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150. For Professor Rick Plum, I'm Johnny Dean. This is Bucket Strategy Investing.
Information presented should not be considered specific tax, legal, or investment advice. You should always seek counsel of the appropriate advisor prior to making any investment decision. All investments are subject to risk, including the loss of principal. There is no guarantee that any investing or financial planning strategy will be profitable, provide protection from loss, or meet its stated objectives. Investment advisor representatives of Lucia Capital Group are also registered representatives of and offer securities through Lucia Securities, LLC, a registered broker-dealer member FINRA SIPC. John Dean is an associated person with Lucia Securities, LLC. In the information presented, the opinions and views expressed are subject to change without notice and may not come to pass. Registration with the SEC does not imply a certain level of skill or training.